RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia to send Bangladeshis home. Indonesia hosts the meeting of Secretary General of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court Secretary General, AACC. Asian African Conference and Non-Alignment Movement deserve to be nominated as Memory of the World. Now the news in detail. Bangladeshi migrants currently mixed in among a group of ethnic Rohingya being held in Aceh will be sent home after it was decided the former had fled their country for better jobs, not freedom from political persecution. The government will soon separate the Bangladeshi migrants from the Rohingyas who have fled Buddhist-majority Myanmar, where they have been the frequent target of attacks. Social Affairs Minister Hovifah Indar Parawansa said on Sunday while visiting the migrant shelter in Langsa, Aceh, that a total of 720 Bangladeshis need to be verified because the International Organization for Migration, IOM, has already prepared a transit location for them before they are sent home. Indonesia has deployed the Indonesian military TNI and the BNPB to carry out search and rescue operations for Bangladeshis and ethnic Rohingya adrift at sea after drawing international outrage for initially rejecting the vessels transporting the migrants. President Joko Widodo said the government would allocate funds to shelter the Rohingya in Aceh out of a sense of humanity. Chairman of the Constitutional Court of the Republic of Indonesia, Arif Hidayat, officially opened the meeting of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court Secretary General and equivalent institutions on Monday in Jakarta. In his speech, Arif Hidayat mentioned that this meeting is an opportunity to familiarize themselves with each other. He said this meeting is an initiative of the Indonesian Constitutional Court after being elected as president of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions. Arif said the meeting is required in order to achieve continuity between the Constitutional Court and its supporting institutions.
Nah, Indonesia setelah tahun 2014 kemarin terpilih menjadi presiden asosiasi berinisiatif.
Indonesia has been elected as president of the association in 2014 and has the initiative to create better cooperation between constitutional judges and its supporting institutions, namely the Secretary General. We initiated a similar meeting with a board of member meeting in order to support activities at the institutional level.
Dalam rangka untuk bisa mendukung kegiatan-kegiatan di tingkat lembaga gitu. Agendanya adalah mempererat lembaga pendukung dari Mahkamah Konstitusi ini di tingkat Asia.
The meeting of Secretary General of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions in Jakarta is attended by 13 state delegates as member of the association, namely Indonesia as host, Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Korea, Malaysia, Pakistan, the Philippines, Russia, Tajikistan, Thailand, Turkey, and Uzbekistan. The meeting that is held from 25th to 27th of May 2015 is one of meeting series in preparation for the Board of Members meeting next August in Jakarta. Taking ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta as a model, the meeting of Secretary Generals of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions in Jakarta will discuss the possibility to build the Secretariat Office of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions. It was stated by Chairman of Indonesian Constitutional Court, Arief Hidayat, after opening a meeting of the Secretary General of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions on Monday in Jakarta. In addition to the establishment of a permanent secretariat office, the meeting will also discuss the chairmanship of the permanent secretariat.
Nanti alternatifnya, apakah cukup dengan
is it enough by holding meetings apakah frequently or is it necessary to establish fixed secretary office of the association? Will it to be discussed in the meeting? It is possible to establish such secretary office. But then, who will be the head of the office should be discussed also. It could be from Indonesia, it could be from Turkey, South Korea, or Russia. It depends on the result of the meeting. Arief Hidayat added that the establishment of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions was aimed at promoting the exchange of views on institutional, structural, and operational issues related to the view of public on law and constitutional jurisdiction. Besides, the existence of the association is also aimed to meet the demand of member countries for technical assistance in improving the independence of the Constitutional Court and other equivalent institutions. Therefore, such meeting need to be improved and the establishment of secretariat office in a country is important. Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, and National Archive of Republic of Indonesia cooperate to conduct international seminar on archive of Asian African Conference and non-aligned movement as memory of the world. The archive of a nation is important and assumed to have high value of human civilization. It was said by Chairman of LIPI Iskandar Zulkarnain in his welcome speech at LIPI Building in Jakarta on Monday. Iskandar said Asian African Conference and non-aligned movement has a historical value of the world civilization, so they deserve to be memory of the world.
Both Asian African Conference and non-alignment movement are historical events in an effort for developing world peace. The achievements that have been gained from Asian African Conference and non-alignment movement have strongly influenced and inspired numerous Asian African countries to fight for their ideology and practical needs. Therefore, Asian African Conference and non-alignment movement ourselves deserve to be nominated as memory of the world. Asian African Conference ourselves has been in process of nomination since 2014-2015, whereas non-alignment movement archive will soon be in process of nomination in 2016-2017.
Meanwhile, Chairman of Documentary and Scientific Information Center of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Sri Hartina, said, "The archive of the Asian African Conference and non-aligned movement is the world's valuable heritage and deserve to be nominated as memory of the world." Sri Hartina also explained the success of archive of the Asian African Conference and non-aligned movement will be the world reference to enrich the diplomacy process of Indonesia in the international world. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian people will celebrate the World Digestive Health Day, which falls on May 29, 2015. It was firstly commemorated on May 29, 1958, initiated by the World Gastroenterology Organization, or WGO. Managing Director Heavenly Blush, Yvonne Haryanti, in a dialogue with a private television station in Jakarta on Monday, said Indonesia has not commemorated the World Digestive Health Day lively, so that he will commemorate the day in 2015 along with Indonesian people, in order they will be more aware toward digestive health. The World Digestive Health Day was firstly commemorated on May 29, 1958, which falls on the birth of WGO. In its 45th birthday, the WGO decided that people all over the world commemorating the Digestive Health Day on May 29th. In Indonesia, the day has not commemorated yet lively and simultaneously. This year, Heavenly Blush invited the people to be more aware on the digestive health and jointly commemorating the day. On the occasion, clinical nutrition specialist Dr. Maria Haryono said, to commemorate the World Digestive Health Day, Indonesian people is recommended to consume yogurt. According to Dr. Maria Haryono, the human digestive tract contains many beneficial and harmful bacteria, so by consuming yogurt, we'll transform bad bacteria into the good ones. For the World Digestive Health Day 2015, we'll bring the theme Heartburn, a Global Perspective. The rupiah weakened during trade on Monday morning by 5 points to 13,133 rupiah per US dollar from 13,158 rupiah. Samuel Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said, as quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, that the rupiah weakened while the majority of currencies in Asia strengthened against the dollar. It seems that negative internal sentiment is stopping the rupiah from moving into positive territory. Rangga also said that financial market also remain concerned by a statement by U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen that the Fed would increase its rate this year. Bank Himpunan Saudara financial market analyst Ruli Nova said that although the Fed had not announced exactly when it would increase its rate, the possibility would continue to dock the rupiah. As long as there is no certainty from the Fed as to when the rate hike would occur, the rupiah was likely to continue to depreciate. However, Ruli said it was hoped the government's recent measure to issue $2 billion US worth of international Islamic debt papers, or Sukuk, could strengthen Indonesia's fiscal standing. The last item. Indonesian racer Rio Haryanto degraded to the third place of GP2 series standings as he could not secure points in the last sprint race and feature race, which took place from May 21st to 23rd in Monte Carlo, Monaco. The Campos Racing racer could only finish at 16th in feature race and failed in the sprint race. Despite all precautions he had taken during the race, its narrow track in Monte Carlo, Rio could not avoid the collision in the opening lap. Rio's car was trapped in between Norman Naitos and Rein Benders, and it was impossible to get through the curve with three cars side by side. Rio's front wing, wheels, and suspension were damaged in the collision, and he could not continue the race. Naito was given 10 seconds additional time penalty but still reached the finish line. Rio's next race will be in Spielberg, Austria on 19 to 21 of June. He currently collected 49 points and sits on the third place. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia to send Bangladeshis home. Indonesia hosts the meeting of Secretary General of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court Secretary General, AACC. Asian African Conference and Non-Aligned Movement deserve to be nominated as Memory of the World. That was the news.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Increasing Asia-Pacific Economic Integration Through APEC. Listener, on Saturday and Sunday in Boracay Island, the Philippines, ministers of commerce of 21 economies, members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC, held a meeting in connection with the 2015 APEC series. During the meeting, the 2015 APEC Forum agreed on efforts to increase regional economic integration in Asia and in the Pacific, among others, to achieve the Bogor goals formulated during the APEC meeting in Bogor, Indonesia in 1994. In the 2013 APEC summit in Bali, Bogor goals had become one of the main agenda discussed. To be achieved by 2020, Bogor goals include trade and investment liberalization, business facilitation, and economic and technical cooperation. In the 2013 APEC summit, it was agreed to reduce barriers to environmentally friendly goods in 2015. In the Boracay meeting, 21 trade ministers of APEC economies agreed to achieve Bogor goals of free and open trade and investment so that the regional economic integration of Asia and the Pacific is stronger. Their commitment to remove barriers and facilitate international trade and investment in Asia and the Pacific was also reaffirmed. Indeed, connectivity between APEC economies is one of the ways to improve regional economic integration. At the APEC summit in 2013, Indonesian President then Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono had reaffirmed APEC economies' agreement to achieve the same advantage through the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. This year, in the Philippines, towards an integrated Asia-Pacific region, an APEC connectivity blueprint for 2015-2025 will be applied. From year to year, APEC continues discussing steps to be taken so that the benefits of economic cooperation among the 21 APEC members not only can be felt among businesses, but also by the people in each country. This corresponds with the main objective of APEC to support sustainable prosperity in Asia and the Pacific. The 21 APEC economies in the Philippines welcomed the preparations for a review in 2016 on the progress of APEC countries in realizing the Bogor goals. Indonesia, as one of the APEC countries, should take advantage of economic, trade, and investment agreements to be achieved by APEC. Moreover, at the end of this year, Indonesia and other Asian member countries Indonesia and other ASEAN member countries are to realize the ASEAN Economic Community. Whatever cooperation forum in which Indonesia is a member, hopefully it would make Indonesia's position more calculated in Asia, Asia and the Pacific, and internationally. It is expected that these forums can also be useful for a whole and sustainable prosperity of the Indonesian people. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on May 25, 1963, when the Organization of African Unity, OAU, was established. The Organization of African Unity, OAU, was established on May 25, 1963, in Addis Ababa on signature of the OAU Charter by representatives of 32 governments. 21 states have joined gradually over the years, with South Africa became the 53rd member on May 23, 1994. The Organization of African Unity, OAU, aims to promote the unity and solidarity of African states, coordinate and intensify their cooperation and efforts to achieve a better life for the peoples of Africa, defend their sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence, eradicate all forms of colonialism from Africa, promote international cooperation, giving due regard to the Charter of the United Nations and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and coordinate and harmonize members' political, diplomatic, economic, educational, cultural, health, welfare, scientific, technical, and defense policies. It was disbanded on July 9, 2002 by its last chairperson, South African President Thabo Mbeki, and replaced by the African Union, or AU. And the next event was in 1979 when American Airlines Flight 191 crashed. American Airlines Flight 191 was a regularly scheduled passenger flight from O'Hare International Airport in Chicago to Los Angeles International Airport. The McDonnell Douglas DC-1010 crashed on May 25, 1979, moments after takeoff from Chicago. All 258 passengers and 13 crew on board were killed, along with two people on the ground. It is the deadliest aviation accident to have occurred in the United States. Investigators found that as the jet was beginning its takeoff rotation, engine number one on the left wing separated and flipped over the top of the wing. As the engine separated from the aircraft, it severed hydraulic flute lines that locked the wing leading edge slats into place, and it damaged a 3-foot section of the left wing's leading edge. Air loads on the wing resulted in an uncommanded retraction of the outboard slats as the jet attempted to climb. The left wing stalled, while the right wing, with its slats still deployed, continued to produce lift. The jetliner subsequently rolled to the left until it was partially inverted, reaching a bank angle of 112 degrees, before crashing in an open field by a trailer park near the end of the runway. The engine separation was attributed to damage to the pylon rigging structure holding the engine to the wing, caused by faulty maintenance procedures at American Airlines. While maintenance issues and not the actual design of the aircraft were ultimately found responsible for the crash, the accident, and subsequent grounding of all DC-10s by the Federal Aviation Administration, aided to an already unfavorable reputation of the DC-10 aircraft in the eyes of the public, caused by several other incidents and accidents involving the type. The investigation also revealed other DC-10s with damage caused by the same faulty maintenance procedure. The faulty procedure was banned and the aircraft type went on to have a long passenger career. It has since found a second career as a cargo airplane. And the last event was in 1958 when Ismail Marzuki died. Ismail Marzuki, who was born on May 11, 1914 and died on May 25, 1958, was an Indonesian composer, a songwriter and musician who wrote between 202 and 240 songs between 1931 and 1958, including numerous popular patriotic songs. Among his best-known works are Gugur Bunga and Rayuan Pulau Kelapa. In 1968, he was honored with the creation of the well-known Taman Ismail Marzuki, or the Ismail Marzuki Park, often called TIM or TIM, which is a cultural center in Menteng area in Surajakarta. In 2004, he was declared one of the national heroes of Indonesia. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on Indonesian government cares about Rohingya refugee. Stay tuned. Thousands of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar have been stranded in Aceh, Indonesia. They fled their country because of never-ending conflicts there. The Indonesian government has received Rohingya refugees with open arms. People in Aceh even flocked to assist them by providing food and clothing. They also set up shelters for the refugees. As stated by Head of Development Section of the Baitul Mal, or the National Zakat Agency of Aceh Province, Bobby Nofrizan, to RRI in Langsa District, Aceh, on Friday, May 22nd, since Tuesday, May 19th, around 1,900 Rohingya refugees from Myanmar have been accommodated in some shelters. They are gathered in the district of Langsa, Aceh, while previously they were scattered in various areas such as in North Aceh and East Aceh. He said the Rohingya refugees were very quiet and did not even specifically ask for help, but the National Zakat Agency, Aceh Province, will still receive assistance on their behalf in the form of clothing and food.
Dari hari Selasa lalu, kita sudah kumpulkan semua merekanya di Kabupaten Langsa.
Since Tuesday, we've gathered them all in Langsa District. Formerly, it was fragmented in North Aceh and East Aceh. So we gathered all in Langsa in buildings which used to be a training center, in bullock warehouses, or in a factory. That is the current condition. The place used to be a community job training center, but it's not used anymore. We will accept whatever help is given, whether it be clothing, blankets, or food such as instant noodles, eggs. And actually, they did not say anything, so it is whatever given by the people. According to Bobby Nofrizan, the condition of the refugees is very alarming because they had been at sea for 3 months and did not get sufficient food intake. During their stay in the shelters, the refugees have been given treatment and some were referred to the Aceh City Hospital for treatment because many were suffering from diarrhea. In addition, the Rohingya refugees will also be given training by the Aceh provincial government so that they can make money themselves. Bobby Nofrizan added, the Rohingya refugees have a special request that they wish to remain in Indonesia and did not want to be repatriated to Myanmar. Meanwhile, the Indonesian government through Vice President Yusuf Kalla has expressed its readiness to accommodate the displaced Rohingya, even up to 1 year ahead. However, according to Kalla, Indonesia requires international cooperation to help them. As stated by the Director of International Security and Disarmament of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Andi Rahmianto, to RRI in Jakarta on Saturday, the Indonesian government received Rohingya refugees based on humanitarian principles. In fact, it is estimated there are thousands of other refugees who are still floating in the sea. So, as stated by the Vice President, the policy of Indonesia in addressing or dealing with the problem of refugees or asylum seekers so far is based on humanitarian principles. So, those who are in this situation now are not only in North Aceh and East Aceh. What has also become our common concern is, according to the data, both from UNHCR and IOM, it is estimated there are thousands of both Rohingya and Bangladeshi immigrants who are still hanging in the middle of the sea waters around Andaman Sea and the Strait of Malacca. So this is also a serious concern of the Indonesian government. Furthermore, Andi Rahmianto said, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister, Malaysia and Thailand had met in Putrajaya, Malaysia, to discuss the problem of refugees who currently are estimated to be about 7,000 people in the sea. Although Indonesia is not a party to the 1952 UN Convention on Refugees, the Indonesian government continues to provide humanitarian assistance to the Rohingya refugees for the next 1 year. The government of Indonesia remains open to receive international assistance to build temporary shelters, mainly from the 145 countries that have ratified the UN Convention on Refugees. That was Focus from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here are headlines taken from several national dailies published in Jakarta on Monday, May 25, 2015. We start from Kompas Daily. In its headlines, Kompas writes, Corruption Eradication Commission KPK prone to discrimination. The selection of committee to pick new Corruption Eradication Commission KPK leaders for the period 2015-2019 should be used as a momentum to strengthen the commission. The leadership of the commission is prone to be criminalized, among others, as a suspect and has to be suspended. Up to now, there have been 5 elements of the Corruption Eradication Commission KPK leaders and have been suspects and have to be non-active. Koran Tempo, meanwhile, writes, Jokowi suspect non-economic motive. President Joko Widodo promised to trace the motive of circulation of rice containing synthetic plastic. From inputs from several rice experts, Jokowi doubts that the circulation of the plastic rice has profit motive. Jokowi said the government is still waiting for the results of laboratory testing from Drug Administration Food and Bogor Agricultural Institute laboratories on the suspected rice containing plastics found in Bekasi. Media Indonesia writes, Indonesia is getting sexier for investment. Amid the slowing economic growth, Indonesia's economy has exciting news. Standard & Poor's S&P, the international debt rating agency, has changed the outlook for Indonesia's rating from stable to positive, despite the debt rating remains at the level of BB+. The outlook revision increasingly makes Indonesia closer to obtain an increase in rating again within the next 12 months towards investment grade. S&P is the only agency that has not put Indonesia on investment grade position. And we end today's headline with Republika Daily, which writes, distribution of plastic rice is widespread. The distribution of synthetic rice is not only in Bekasi, West Java, but it is also indicated to widespread to other areas. Trade and Industry and Cooperatives Office of Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi, found an indication of the spread of the synthetic rice. The findings occurred after a team from the office inspected a number of markets and supermarkets. Head of Kendari Domestic Trade Office, Ida Rianti, said the imported rice was found at a supermarket in a 25-kilogram package. Synthetic rice is also found in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. Regent of Gunung Kidul, Badinga, instructed his staffs to raid the traditional markets to anticipate the widespread circulation of the plastic rice. And listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Bangladeshi migrants currently mixed in among a group of ethnic Rohingya being held in Aceh will be sent home after it was decided the former had fled their country for better jobs, not freedom from political persecution. Chairman of the Constitutional Court of the Republic of Indonesia, Arief Hidayat, officially opened the meeting of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court Secretary General and equivalent institutions on Monday in Jakarta. Taking ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta as a model, the meeting of the Secretary Generals of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions in Jakarta will discuss the possibility to build the Secretariat Office of the Association of Asian Constitutional Court and equivalent institutions. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI and National Archive of Republic of Indonesia cooperate to conduct international seminar on Archive of Asian African Conference and Non-Aligned Movement as Memory of the World. Indonesian people will celebrate the World Digestive Health Day, which falls on May 29, 2015. It was firstly commemorated on May 29, 1958, initiated by the World Gastroenterology Organization, or WGO. The rupiah weakened during trade on Monday morning by 5 points to 13,163 per US dollar from 13,158. Samuel Securities economist Rangga Cipta said, escorted by Antara in Jakarta Monday, that the rupiah weakened, while the majority of currencies in Asia strengthened against the dollar. Indonesian racer Rio Haryanto degraded to the third place of GP2 series standings as he could not secure points in the last sprint race and feature race, which took place from May 21st to 23rd in Monte Carlo, Monaco. That was news in brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015, brought to you by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and supported by Indonesian Tourism Ministry.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I'd like to introduce you to the Kotekan Lesung, an art from Purbalingga Regency in Purbalingga, Central Java. Stay tuned. Listener, on May 24, 2015, the Purbalingga Culture, Tourism, Youth, and Sport Office held the Kotekan Lesung Festival. This festival was held at Lawa Cave and the participants comprised around 18 groups from 18 sub-districts in Purbalingga Regency, Central Java Province. In addition to preserving village tradition, this festival has also become a tourist attraction at Lawa Cave. In the festival, the performers, consisting of women and teenagers, rhythmically beat mortars so that they produced a melodious rhythm. Listener, Kotikan Lesung or mortar pounding art has existed in various regions in Indonesia for a long time, and it has different names. It is named Kotikan Lesung, Gejok Lesung, Lesung Jemunglung, etc. This music is inextricably linked with farmers in the village. This art uses mortars as the main instrument. The lesung or mortar is a tool for pounding rice which is made from the trunk of the tree. And the pestle or pounder is also made from the wood. In the past, farmers used mortars and pestles to pound the rice. These tools can also be used as instruments by the farmers to entertain themselves while they are taking a break from their work. They sing, accompanied by the beating of the pestle and the empty wooden mortars, all the while amusing themselves and joking with each other. Besides serving as entertainment, Kotikan Lesung is also used as a media to signal when there is danger, such as a natural disaster, the eclipse of the moon, or a solar eclipse. The mortar pounding is also a call to villagers to clean the village and to attend the harvest ceremony. Kotikan Lesung is usually played by old women without cosmetics, wearing a traditional jarik or black batik fabric. Listener, in the Kotikan Lesung Festival, audiences can also enjoy the Loro Blonyo dance. So, when the mortars are pounded, there are two dancers who dance using simple movements. In the Javanese language, Loro means two and Blonyo means face using mask. They wear masks because in the past, villagers were ashamed of dancing so that their faces were covered by masks to make them confident when dancing in the front of the audiences. In philosophy, Loro Blonyo describes the tool ritual as a symbol of life in balance. This is reflected from the white and black, dark and light colors used in this dance to describe the men and women. After dancing Loro Blonyo, the dancers are sprinkled with roses and also yellow rice as a symbol for starting reinforcements. And to enliven the Kotikan Lesung, now the wooden mortars are also accompanied by other instruments, such as tambourine, gambang or xylophone-like musical instrument, and also saron, one of musical instruments in the gamelan orchestra. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Kotikan Lesung art from Purbalingga, Central Java Province. We meet you again tomorrow with another interesting places to visit. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled koleksi prangko dan CD film Korea, or in English means collection of stamps and Korean film CDs. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expression that related to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly, and you can repeat after me.
Hobby, hobby, which means hobby. Mengapa, mengapa, which means why. Mengumpulkan, mengumpulkan, which means to collect. Prangko, prangko, which means stamp. Koleksi, koleksi, which means collection. Melihat, melihat, which means to see. Gambar, gambar, which means picture. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Unik, unik, which means unique. Sekarang, sekarang, which means now. Film, film, which means film. Membaca, membaca, which means to read. Comic, comic, which means comic book. Memerlukan, memerlukan, which means need. Uang, uang, which means money. Mendapatkan, mendapatkan, which means to get. Teman-teman, teman-teman, which means friends. Membeli, membeli, which means to buy. Kadang-kadang, kadang-kadang, which means sometimes.
Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Koleksi Prangko dan CD Film Korea, or in English means Collection of Stamps and Korean Film CDs. The conversation is between Vikram and Nita.
Hai Nita, mengapa kamu mengumpulkan banyak prangko? Hai Nita, mengapa kamu mengumpulkan banyak prangko? Which means, hai Nita, why do you collect a lot of stamps?
Saya mengumpulkan prangko untuk koleksi saya. Saya mengumpulkan prangko untuk koleksi saya. Which means, I collect the stamps for my collection. Hobi saya mengumpulkan prangko. Hobi saya mengumpulkan prangko. Which means, my hobby is to collecting stamps.
Mengapa kamu memilih prangko? Mengapa kamu memilih prangko? Which means, why do you choose stamps?
Karena saya suka melihat gambar-gambar yang cantik dan unik di prangko. Karena saya suka melihat gambar-gambar yang cantik dan unik di prangko. Which means, because I like to see beautiful and unique picture at the stamps. Apa hobi atau kesenangan kamu? Apa hobi atau kesenangan kamu? Which means, what is your hobby?
Sekarang ini, saya suka sekali mengumpulkan CD film-film Korea. Sekarang ini, saya suka sekali mengumpulkan CD film-film Korea. Which means, I also like to collect Korean film CDs. Saya sedang ketagihan nonton film Korea. Saya sedang ketagihan nonton film Korea. Which means, I'm addicted to watch Korean films. Hobi saya yang lain adalah membaca komik. Hobi saya yang lain adalah membaca komik. Which means, reading comic book is also my hobby. Apakah hobi kamu memerlukan banyak uang? Apakah hobi kamu memerlukan banyak uang? Which means, does it need a lot of money?
Tidak, tidak. Which means, no. Karena saya biasanya mendapatkan perangko dari teman-teman. Karena saya biasanya mendapatkan perangko dari teman-teman. Which means, because usually I get the stamps from my friends.
Kalau saya lebih sering membeli sendiri. Kalau saya lebih sering membeli sendiri. Which means, but I myself usually look for and buy the stamps. Kadang-kadang saya juga diberi teman. Kadang-kadang saya juga diberi teman. Which means, sometimes I'm also given from friends.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and
sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Dolat Pani. In Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. And in today's edition, I will introduce you an Indonesian female singer, Sri Widadi. Well, listener, let's listen to a song entitled Sepasang Mata Bola by Sri Widadi and happy listening. Sepasang Mata Bola was composed by an Indonesian composer, Ismail Marzuki. Melati di Tapal Batas and Gugur Bunga were other two songs composed by Ismail Marzuki with nationalism and heroism nuances. The song, Sepasang Mata Bola, tells about the admiration to the hero. Listener, Sri Widadi's name is more familiar with keroncong, although she also has set her foot in the pop music world in the country. Her name is coupled with the big names of the 70s singers such as Toto Salmon, Dedi Damhuri, and Ida Roshid. Her name is still flattering when new names such as Tuti Mariati and Sundari Sukojo were present in Kranjang Music World. Her musical career remained constant and stable, running following the chains. She lived like singing a plaintive melody, slowly but surely. Kranjang has indeed been a breath of life for the woman who was born in Solo. Since childhood, Kranjang music has been familiar for her. Her father was a melody player in a Kranjang group that routinely performed in various events in Solo and its surroundings. Sri Widari often accompanied her father in the shows. She was pleased with the crowds and chanting songs like Kranjang, which were played by her father and his friends. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song, entitled Gado Gado Jakarta by Sri Widari. And here is the song.
Jakarta sangat digemar pun rakyat jelata. Satu bungkusnya pun Rp100. Abang Ahmad pun lampu sudah sedia.
Gado Gado Jakarta song tells about one Indonesian food, namely Gado Gado. Betawi typical rhythm is dominant in the song. Her habits to accompany her father has brought Sri Widari to participate in various competitions. She moved to Jakarta after winning the Surabaya Pop Singer competition and then in the East Java province in 1974. In the midst of 70s, her name has been increasingly known in the Indonesian music world, especially Kranjang music. She often performed with popular singers like Toto Salmon. Sri claimed she enjoyed a heyday as a singer. According to her, the world of entertainment in those days was much different from the world of entertainment today, where the artists lived simply. Her love to Kranjang does not disappear even though the music is not rewarded glamorous life. She acknowledged the ups and downs, but also all of her path had been along with Kranjang. Sri Widari said the gentle strains of Kranjang can cure tiredness. She remained faithful to practice Kranjang to always to be ready when there is an over to sing. Disorders of the thyroid gland, which was attacked in 2007, did not alter the quality of Sri's voice to singing. Her voice remains melodious and achieves a steady high-pitched tone. Her life is for Kranjang and her children, two things that keep her happy. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Ombak Samudra and Solo di Waktu Malam by Sri Widari. And here are the songs.
Sebuah lagu Ombak Samudra.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.